Hello and welcome to another podcast from the Wicketgate magazine. And continuing with the series, Great Hymns and Their Writers. And we're looking at a hymn, A Safe Stronghold, Our God Is Still. And this hymn was written by Martin Luther. We're not very inclined to think of Martin Luther as a hymn writer. And yet, the great reformer was both able and prolific in this gift. And some 37 hymns have been attributed to him, including Away in a Manger, the little carol that will be on so many children's lips over the Christmas period. That the fiery hammer of papacy should have written such a carol must surely teach us that many of those mighty men of the Reformation were men of warmth and tender hearts, and that it was, in fact, their greatness of heart that could never permit them to allow God's unchanging truth to be maligned or its message trampled upon. Luther is every bit as much at home, instructing the young that the Lord had given to his charge, as he is in combating the heresies and abuses of his day, for, to him, both are essential features of the gospel of God's free unchanging grace to sinners. Not only would he teach all nations, but he would earnestly contend for the faith as well. In this hymn, in our short series, we see Martin Luther clad in the armour of God's everlasting gospel, and striving valiantly against that old enemy of men's souls, the devil. A safe stronghold our God is still, a trusty shield and weapon. He'll keep us clear from all the ill that hath us now o'ertaken. The ancient prince of hell hath risen with purpose fell, that means cruel, with purpose fell, strong mail of craft and power. He weareth in this hour. On earth is not his fellow. Perhaps no one more than Martin Luther recognised the power and greatness of the evil one in the conflict for men's souls. He is the ancient prince of hell, he says, and on the whole of this earth, among the created beings of God, there is not another creature like this, prince of darkness. Luther was in no doubt as to the weapons that this angel of light and this roaring lion, for he is both in one, could employ and was employing at that particular time in the history of Christ's church. It was strong mail of craft and power. However, we can hear the great reformer proclaim, in all those things we are more than conquerors, and we are more than conquerors on account of the impregnable fortress in which the Lord has placed our souls. A safe stronghold our God is still, a trusty shield and weapon. This is the only hope of the child of God saved by grace, and it is no wonder that Luther's hymn became the battle song of the Reformation. It has been called God's Almighty Grenadier March by another. And no wonder, we say again, for here was the very warp and woof of the great religious revolution, and what it stood for and what it meant. There was a God in heaven and on the earth, a sovereign God who justified the ungodly, and then held them in the hollow of his hand to the fulfilment of his perfect will and purpose. Why don't you build more fortresses? The Elector Frederick was asked. A mighty fortress is our God, was his reply. And once let a man be assured of that, and not only will men fail to affright him, but the very prince of hell himself will make heavy weather of it in trying to turn him away from the work that he believes this God has put into his hand. Come, Luther would often say to his friends, let us defy the devil and sing a hymn. And whether or not we would fully agree with the Church of Rome's assessment that Luther has done us more harm with his hymns than with his sermons, still withal, we can appreciate what drove them to such a remark. Once let the people of God begin to sing out of full hearts to the God of their salvation, and the powers of hell shall scatter before them, for the song of praise is a thing unknown in the regions of the lost. Trust in God. That's what Luther is proclaiming in this first verse of his hymn, and in the second he couples this trust in God with distrust in ourselves. With force of arms we nothing can. Full soon were we downridden, but for us fights the proper man whom God himself hath bidden. Ask ye who is the same. Christ Jesus is his name, the Lord Sabaoth's son. He and no other one shall conquer in the battle. And in the next verse, it's the absolute all-sufficiency of that overcoming power of our great Redeemer that is the burden of the author's heart. And were this world all devils o'er, and watching to devour us, we lay it not to hearts a sore, not they can overpower us. And let the Prince of Ill look grim as e'er he will, he harms us not a whit, for why, his doom is writ, a word shall quickly slay him. It has been said that the first line of this verse is a paraphrase of Luther's triumphant utterance, as he and his fellow reformers entered into the town of Worms, out of which it was feared they would never return alive. Though there were as many devils at Worms as tiles in the roof, said Luther, nevertheless I will go. And where this world all devils o'er, and into that town they went, we are told singing this song until the old cathedral trembled at these new notes, and the ravens were startled in their nests in the towers. And why did they venture forth? None daring to make them afraid, Luther tells us in the last two lines of this verse, let the devil look upon them as grim as e'er he will. His doom is writ, says Luther, and the word of God shall quickly slay him. God's word, that's the concern of this final verse. And Luther is reminding us, in the words of the Apostle Paul, the word of God is not bound, not even by the devil and his host. God's word, for all their craft and force, one moment will not linger, but in spite of hell shall have its course, 'tis written by his finger. And though they take our life, goods, honour, children, wife, yet is their profit small, these things shall vanish all, the city of God remaineth. God's everlasting word will stand forever, Luther is saying. Let me live by that and labour for that. And though men may rob me of my goods and my honour and my very children and wife, still withal, my eternal lot remains secure in my safe stronghold. The city of God remaineth. Amen. And I trust you found these thoughts of benefit to you. This was another podcast from the Wicket Gate magazine, which can be found at www.wicketgate.co.uk. Thanks for listening. Bye.